California is spending more than $200 million to keep an unfolding ecological crisis from getting worse. The state wants to stabilize the banks of the Salton Sea, fed mostly by water from the Colorado River. It's good news for those who live nearby and are concerned about their health, but the restoration could also impact everyone else who draws water from the river. From KPBS in San Diego, Eric Anderson has more.
Tom Anderson walked across a dry patch of the Salton Sea's expanding beach 5 years ago. The Fish and Wildlife Service project manager was showing off an area on the eastern edge of California's largest lake. He dragged his black work boots across the crusty surface, turning it into dust.
The really fine stuff that comes up on a windy day just is like billowing clouds of that fine material off the playa.
The lake was shrinking even then because the Imperial Irrigation District sold some of their Colorado River water to San Diego. The pace of the retreat jumped dramatically a few years ago, and now thousands of acres of lake bed are exposed to the desert winds. Wade Crowfoot is California's Natural Resources Secretary, and he says the state is finally ready to help.
The notion of the shrinking sea and the emissive dust from the seabed is really alarming and concerning to local residents, and we understand that.
California is spending money to cover 4,000 acres of exposed lake bed with shallow water and habitat. It's the first of many dust control and wildlife habitat projects on the southern edge of the lake that Crowfoot says could end up costing billions of dollars.
It's a long time in coming. There's a real impatience and an understandable impatience of residents in Imperial and Riverside counties about restoration, stabilization of the sea.
California agreed to take on the Salton Sea restoration when Colorado River users and the federal government signed the Quantification Settlement Agreement in 2003. That deal cleared the way for the Imperial Irrigation District to sell its water to urban areas like San Diego. It also cut the flow of water into the thirsty desert lake, exposing thousands of acres of dusty lake bed.
Every time we're peeling back every inch of that playa, we're exposing over 100 years of contaminated sediment.
Community activist Luis Olmedo has worked for years to draw attention to the valley's dirty air, which also affects air quality from Los Angeles to Mexico. Farms, trucks, and cross-border factories all combine to heighten the public health risk.
Is it because we're over 85% Latinos, people of color, living in poverty, that we're not worth that investment? You know, and here now we have the Salton Sea, you know, to add salt to injury.
Since the QSA was signed, some 24,000 acres of playa have been exposed.
Michael Cohen studies western water issues at the Pacific Institute.
Projections are it could be another 40,000 to 60,000 acres, not accounting for the water use by the projects themselves. Some projections suggest it could be 100,000 acres of lake bed could be exposed.
The public health threat adds urgency. So does the lake's unique role in western water politics. The Imperial Irrigation District is the single largest user of the Colorado River's water. And Cohen says IID managers hope to leverage that power in upcoming negotiations to funnel money into Salton Sea restoration efforts. That creates difficult choices.
Should the people and the birds, the people in the environment suffer to deliver additional water to people on the coast of California and to protect flows to Nevada and Arizona and the Republic of Mexico?
The pressure to act increases as the river's flow diminishes. The Colorado River Basin is already in a two-decade-long drought, and Cohen says the Salton Sea's issues can't be sidelined.
The real driver now is climate change.
Less water flowing down the river means there's less drinking water for growing urban areas. The reduced flows also put extra pressure on California officials trying to keep the Salton Sea from becoming a public health disaster. I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.